Hello, listeners. So today in this podcast, we are going to be talking about Slaughterhouse-Five, the very famous anti-war book written by well-respected author Kurt Vonnegut. Let's start off first by talking about Kurt Vonnegut. He was born in Indianapolis and studied chemistry and engineering at Cornell, but he's well-regarded for being an extremely famous author of very classic books such as Slaughterhouse-Five and Cat's Cradle. He entered the Second World War for the U.S. Army, and a lot of Slaughterhouse-Five revolves around his own experience in the war through the character of Billy. His experiences in Dresden are a big basis for the story of Slaughterhouse-Five and a very traumatic part of Billy's experience that he touches on a lot. Things such as studying anthropology at the University of Chicago and his marriages, Kurt's, are once again brought into kind of the beginning of Slaughterhouse-Five. So now to just quickly touch on the plot. There isn't much of a plot line, as his writing style is often very chaotic throughout the book, which is intentional to reflect the contents of the book, as Billy has a lot of trauma, and that's very evident. He's a veteran, and so throughout the whole story, we see him dealing with a lot of the trauma that war has left him with. He kind of goes in and out of consciousness and goes in between different settings, past and present, and just is having a hard time dealing with his life after war. Vonnegut writes himself into the book frequently, as well as making Billy a direct reflection of himself. So I'm Darby. I read the book and did a group book club to study and work on focusing about the main ideas throughout the book. Vonnegut is very satirical, and it's more important to focus on his message rather than what's particularly happening and not to take it too seriously, such as the aliens and basically him double casting himself. He wants you to get more what he's trying to say rather than the details, and kind of over-exaggerates at times. The main theme throughout the book is the acceptance of reality and how to face this kind of struggle with making your own choices and the universe's plan. This theme kind of starts out negative, as he says things like, "So it goes," and such, which he then repeats throughout the entire book, and it begins very negative, as there's this heavy anti-war theme and heavy trauma that's evident right away with the main character. However, this theme then goes on to develop, and as characters like aliens get brought in, it becomes less negative and more of an enlightenment or more of an acceptance and growing, rather than a negative, like, burden you have to bear. He says things such as that he's very thankful that he has the present that he has and is very aware of what's around him and that the present is his and he gets to keep it. However, he also goes on to say that the universe has its own plan and you kind of can't question it or change it or argue with it. And he learns a lot of that through the aliens. In my discussions with my group mates and teacher and mom, we talked about how these ideas are more, like I said, more empowering rather than negative, and it seems very defeated at first. This connection of acceptance and reality is then translated into the anti-war message through this kind of feeling that you can't change things, but you can grow and accept them and how you deal with them and learn about yourself and the people rather than trying to fight the universe's plan. And that's really important. He learns that more, and they make the comparison of being like a bug stuck in amber. Like, you can see what's going on, but you can't change anything or do anything. The idea is more settling of things being beyond your control and being very accepting of that, such as his acknowledgement of the Serenity Prayer, which is asking God to give a person strength to deal, to accept things that they're out of control of, and that's really important. So I think this book does a really good job not only conveying an anti-war message, but also conveying an important idea of being accepting of things that are out of your control and learning how to deal with them and process them and be okay with them, rather than trying to fight a war against yourself or a war against the universe, which you're not going to win. So yeah, I highly recommend this book if you're interested in that anti-war message, if you like Kurt Vonnegut and kind of a satirical style of writing, as well as a more historical fiction book. And I've thoroughly enjoyed it and its messages that it conveyed. So thank you for tuning in today, and let me know if you guys have any opinions or thoughts on the book, and we can discuss it. So yeah, have a great day.